This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. The problems at the Army's Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C. are reverberating throughout the nation's capital. This morning, a Senate committee is grilling senior Army officers on reports that wounded soldiers are having difficulty getting medical care and living in dilapidated housing. Also today, President Bush announced a bipartisan commission to investigate problems at military and veterans hospitals.
I am as concerned as you are about the conditions at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. My decisions have put our kids in harm's way. And I'm concerned about the fact that when they come back, they don't get the full treatment they deserve.
The president was speaking to the American Legion, which is meeting in Washington, D.C. He said the commission will examine soldiers' treatment, quote, from the time they leave the battlefield through their return to civilian life as veterans.
We have a moral obligation to provide the best possible care and treatment to the men and women who served our country. They deserve it, and they're going to get it.